Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Kala More Rama Bina Kedayalu Jagat Sansare Rama Bina Kedayalu Jagat Sansare Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara Mosama Patita Prabhu Napai Beara Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Bolo Kana Koro Ami Baro Dukhi Daya Koro Sitapati Adwaita Gosha Dava Kripa Bole Pai Chaitanya Nita Swarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunatha Bhatta Yuga Shri Jivaha Prabhu Lokanatha Koro Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Kala More Tama Bina Kedayalu Jagata Sansare Hare Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jaya, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jaya, Samavita Bhakta Brinda Ki Jaya, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jaya. All glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Govinda. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Tatati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Dishatarani Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krikasindya Bhavicha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What's the first one? 124? 132. We're reading our Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, continuing Saturday reading, Madhya Lila, chapter 19, entitled The Lord Instructs Srila Rupa Goswami. So text 124 to 132. Yeah. So we can read in unison the first few verses. 124, we're there. 124, text 124. Keha jadi deshe jai deki brindavana Tanre Prashna Karina Prabhur Parishadagan. Translation. If someone returned to his country after seeing Vrindavan, the associates of the Lord would ask him questions. They would ask those returning from Vrindavan, how are Rupa and Sanatan doing in Vrindavan? What are their activities in the renounced order? How do they manage to eat? These were the questions asked. 126. Kaiche Ashtra Prahara Karena Sri Krishna Bhajan Tabe Prasantya Kahe Se Bhaktagan. The Lord's associates would also ask, how is it that Rupan and Sanatan are engaging in devotional service 24 hours daily? At that time, the person who had returned from Vrindavan would praise Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. 127. Eka eka vriksha tala eka eka rati shayan. The brothers actually have no fixed residence. They reside beneath trees, one night under one tree and the next night under another. 128. Vipra grihe stula bhiksha kaha madhukari. Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswami beg a little food from the houses of Brahmins. Giving up all kinds of material enjoyment, they only take some dry bread and fried chickpeas. Text 129. Krishna Kata Krishna Nama Nartana Ulas. They carry only water pots and they wear torn quilts. They always chant the holy names of Krishna and discuss his pastimes. In great tribulation, they also dance. 130. Ashtra Prahara Krishna Bhajana Chari Danda Shaine. They engage almost 24 hours daily in rendering service to the Lord. They usually sleep only an hour and a half, and some days when they continuously chant the Lord's holy name, they do not sleep at all. 131. Kabu Bhakti Rasa Shastri Kare Lukam Chaitanya Kata Shuni Kare Chaitanya Chintan. Sometimes they write transcendental literatures about devotional service, and sometimes they hear about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spend their time thinking about the Lord. Text 132 will do responsively. E Kata Shuni Mahantara Mahasukahai. Ekatashuni Mahantera Mahashukkahai. Chaitanya Kripa Dahe Tahe Ki Vishmai. Chaitanya Kripa Dahe Tahe Ki Vishmai. Ekatashuni Mahantara Mahasukahoi. Chaitanya Kripa Jahe Tahe Ki Vishmai. Hearing this news, Mahantera, of all the devotees, Mahasutra, great pleasure, Hoya was Chaitanya of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kripa, mercy, Chahe, on whom?
On
whom?
Ahe.
In him.
In
him.
He.
What? Vishmaya.
Vishmaya.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Translation for the great grand Vishnu Prabhupada. Translation. When the personal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear of the activities of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they would say, what is wonderful for a person who has been granted the Lord's mercy? Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami had no fixed residence. They stayed beneath a tree for one day only and wrote huge volumes of transcendental literature. They not only wrote books, but chanted, danced, discussed Krishna, and remembered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Thus they executed devotional service. In Vrindavan, there are Prakriti Sahajyas who say that writing books or even touching books is taboo. For them, devotional service means being relieved from these activities. Whenever they are asked to hear a recitation of Vedic literature, they refuse, saying, what business do we have reading or hearing transcendental literatures? They are meant for neophytes. They pose themselves to be too elevated to exert energy for reading, writing, and hearing. However, pure devotees, under the guidance of Srila Rupa Goswami, reject this sahajya philosophy. It is certainly not good to write literature for money or reputation, but to write books and publish them for the enlightenment of the general populace is real service to the Lord. That was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's opinion, and he specifically told his disciples to write books. He actually preferred to publish books rather than establish temples. Temple construction is meant for the general populace and neophyte devotees, but the business of advanced and empowered devotees is to write books, publish them, and distribute them widely. According to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, distributing literature is like playing on a great mridanga. Consequently, we always request members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to publish as many books as possible and distribute them widely throughout the world. By thus following in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami, one can become a Rupanuga devotee. Ekaptashuni Mahantara Mahasutrahoi Chaitanya Kripatahe Tahe Kivasmaya. When the personal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear the activities of Rupa Sanatana Goswami, they would say, what is wonderful for a person who has been granted the Lord's mercy? Mahasukahoi. They were very pleased actually to hear these descriptions of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. Vaishnavas are always Nirmatsara. In the material world means everyone is envious of one another. Someone does something very nice, they're thinking, everyone thinking, that was some kind of accident, how he was able to do that. He's not qualified for that. But devotees, they're different. So it's actually, what is that? Kivis Maya. What is that? Chamatkar? Padema Chamatkar? Chaitanyara?
Huh?
Vichara Karile Chitte? Pabe Chamatkar. That if one analyzes the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he'll become struck with wonder. Here it says kind of the opposite, ki vismaya, because we're already on the Madhyalila. So we've already had some kind of reading, we've already read something about the wonderful mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so now we can say, ki vismaya, what is the wonder that someone who has gotten the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But it's quite amazing, actually, because you can see going from, what is that? It says there. Eka eka vrikshar tale eka eka ratri shayan. One night one tree, next night another tree. And still they wrote so many books. They didn't have paper and pencils that time. They didn't have laptops or anything that are portable they can carry around with them. They were writing on palm leaf. It's some kind of, I don't know actually, some kind of pen they made with some kind of ink. It's actually very amazing. They're actually not first ones to get mercy of Lord Chaitanya by writing books. There was actually, in Navadvip, there was a very interesting story of one other personality, Sri Vijay Das, who was also engaged in writing books. He was actually, because that time, 500 years ago, they didn't have printing presses. There was no way to go to the store and purchase a book. If you wanted a book, it had to be written by hand, copied by hand. One person copies another. So there was a great devotee, is actually a student of the Lord, named Sri Vijay Das. I was just going to read a little bit here. Chaitanya Bhagavat. I'm getting ready to reprint. We need to. That great soul had a divine vision. There was no writer in Navadvip as expert in him. He copied many books for the Lord. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he's called Ratnabahu, or the jewel-handed Lord person. People called him Ankariya Vijay, but because they were devoid of devotion, they did not know his glories. While lying down one time, the Lord placed his hand on the body of Vijay, who then saw something most wonderful. He saw that the Lord's hand was long and mighty like a golden pillar and decorated with jeweled ornaments. All of his fingers were decorated with engraved jeweled rings. It appeared as if millions of suns and moons were brightly shining. That effulgence spread up to the planet of Lord Brahma. On seeing the Lord's hand, Vijay became filled with transcendental ecstasy. When Vijay was about to shout, the Lord immediately placed his lotus hand over his mouth. The Lord said, "As long as I remain in this world, do not tell anyone about this incident." After saying this, the Lord looked at Vijay and smiled. Then Vijay jumped up and roared loudly. The loud roaring of Vijay woke up all the devotees. They tried to restrain Vijay, but they were unable. After jumping about like a madman for a while, Vijay became absorbed in ecstasy and fell unconscious. All the devotees realized that he had seen the Lord's opulences. They began to cry. The Lord asked everyone, "What happened to Vijay? Why is he suddenly roaring loudly?" The Lord further said, "I think it is the influence of the Ganges, for Vijay is particularly devoted to the Ganges. Otherwise, the Supreme Lord must be present in Shuklambara's house. Only Krishna knows what he has seen. After speaking like this, the Lord touched Vijaya's body and brought him back to consciousness. Then all the devotees smiled. Although Vijaya got up, he remained practically inert. For 7 days, he wandered about Nadia in that state. Vijaya did not eat, sleep, or perform any bodily activities as he wandered about. No one could understand the mystery behind this. After some days, Vijaya regained external consciousness. Such pastimes took place at the house of Shukla. So, this book distribution, book production, coming down from long histories there, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they under one tree from one night to the next tree, another night, somehow or other, they still produce such wonderful literatures. Here particularly, Srila Rupa Goswami said, by following in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami, one can become a Rupanuga devotee. So this title of Rupanuga is very important in our line. We have great personalities. We offer our prayers to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Namo Bhaktivinodaya Satchidananda Namini Gaura Shakti Surupaya Rupanuga Varayate. Rupanuga Varayate, that he's the best of the Rupanuga devotees. Rupanuga means, refers to Rupa Goswami. Anuga means follower. So we're offering obeisances to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur like that, that he's the best of the followers of Srila Rupa Goswami. He engaged, well, you can see how Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur engaged in devotional service. Just like these descriptions here of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they have, he was sometimes also given that name that he's the sixth Swami. So he was always engaged. He wrote so many books. He established assistance of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he set up the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like the Goswamis, they went around Vrindavan. They were given that engagement by the Lord to write books and to establish the places of Lord Krishna's pastimes. And other purposes there? Chant Hare Krishna. So, similarly, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's also offered prayers like that, that Namo Bhakti, Namaste Gauravani Sri Murte Dinatarini Rupa Nuga Virudapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harini. That there's actually, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that the Prakriti Sahajas, in this purport he's talking about how they don't like writing books or distributing books or hearing from books. But in another place he also mentions that the Prakriti Sahajas, they have some other business of imitating Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis by their dress and their so-called renunciation. So that is not what is called anuga. That is not following, but that is more like imitating. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's described that Rupa Nuga Virudapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harini. That this is Rupa Nuga is there, but what is that? Apa Siddhanta Dvanta Harini. That apasiddhanta means that not following in that line of Rupanugas, Dvanta Harini, that the ignorance is destroyed by such a great personality as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He refuted all types of conclusions because Rupa Goswami, he wrote particularly most famous is that he wrote that Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Srila Prabhupada called that the science of devotional service. The whole science of devotional service is delineated by Srila Rupa Goswami in that Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Here, this chapter describes where he got that information from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose Srila Rupa Goswami because particularly he was very advanced personality, that we offer our prayers to Srila Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam, Sri Chaitanya Mana Abhishtam, that the actual understanding, Chaitanya's mind, the inner desires of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Manobhishtam means like the inner desires of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Stapitam Jaina Bhutale. He who has established that in this world, Bhutale, that is Srila Rupa Goswami. He established what is the understanding of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desires within this world. He established that. So this Rupa Goswami, the followers of Srila Rupa Goswami, they're doing that same activity. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he established this, of course, even before what do we have? Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Jayash Chaitanya Charitamrita Pahe Krishnadas. Even Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, they're praying to the lotus feet. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Jayash. His only desire is to have their shelter. And any other personalities, just Narottam Das Thakur, he wrote very nice bhajan that Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Saimora Sampada, that these lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami. Of course, Rupa Goswami, we'll come to that. But anyway, this imitation or so-called this renunciation of the Prakriti Sahajas is rejected. However, pure devotees under the guidance of Srila Rupa Goswami reject this Sahajya philosophy. Rupanuga Virudapa. This is Apasiddhanta. Apasiddhanta Dvanta Harini. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati took great care to reject all these different types of philosophies that were not so-called followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who were not followers of Rupa Goswami. And therefore, rather than sending out his sannyasis in loincloths and having them live under tree here and there, he established big temples in big cities. Of course, the main business, as mentioned here, was printing books. That also sometimes imitated by so-called followers of Rupa Goswami. We had the opportunity to print so many books in Vrindavan. But actually, I had some realization that all of Srila Prabhupada's followers, those who are following, they're also can be called Rupanugas, who's following Srila Prabhupada by disciplic succession, it automatically. So what is Rupa Goswami? He's preaching Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam, Stapitam Jaina Bhutale, establishing the mission of Lord Chaitanya. What is that mission? That is that Sarvatra Prachar Hari Bhimorana. Kirti-bhiti yate atta jata narada radhigram. Wherever, whatever town and village in this world is there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that his holy name would be heard and chanted. So this is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that was established by Rupa Goswami. There's actually, of course, Srila Prabhupada stayed there at Radha Damodar Temple before coming to America. That was the headquarters of Srila Rupa Goswami. His bhajan kutir and his samadhi are there. And there was some incident that sometimes one Gopal Ghosh, he told that Srila Prabhupada came to him one time. Gopal Ghosh was one of Srila Prabhupada's friends. And one time Srila Prabhupada confided in him that Srila Rupa Goswami, along with some other associates, Sanatan Goswami also came to him in a dream. And they gave him instructions on preaching Krishna consciousness in the Western world. Hari Shori, he also confirmed that with Srila Prabhupada. And so, that, what is that, how to spread that Krishna consciousness, that was, he mentioned, Srila Prabhupada, when he talked about that, he mentioned that yena tena prakarena manah krishnena vishya, that his whole business was somehow or other to get people to just think of Krishna, to somehow chant the Hare Krishna mantra, and to think of Krishna. And this way, everything will follow. So, of course, he did that by chanting in Tompkins Square Park, but he also published so many books. As described in the purport, according to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, distributing literature is like playing on a great mridanga. That one, you play on the mridanga with cartels, some people can hear, some small, short distance away, they can hear that. But when you print on the books, the printing the books, they can be distributed and taken all over the world. This is the teachings that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave to Srila Prabhupada, that famous pastime is there on the banks of Radha Kund. Of course, topics are discussed amongst people according to their qualification, and also sometimes the place has some factor on what's discussed. So such great personalities, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, they were at the most sacred place, that place Radha Kund in Vrindavan, which is described by Srila Rupa Goswami, none other than Srila Rupa Goswami, as the most sacred place in the universe. So what they're discussing, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that there is going to be fire in the mutt, in the temples. He said rather to, because they built big temple, especially in Calcutta, one big temple, this marble temple was there, Bagh Bazar, Gaudiya Math. He said that better to sell all this marble and print books. This is what their discussions at this place, the sacred place, was, that how to print books. Of course, both these personalities, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he wrote that there is going to be Adbhut Mandir also. That cannot be denied. Temple, Srila Prabhupada, sometimes he said that when he went back to India, he said that I've fulfilled the mission of my Guru Maharaj gave me to preach Krishna consciousness in the Western worlds in English. He printed so many books and had them distributed by his disciples. They were distributing his books. And then he wanted to go back to India to establish the culture there. And I was reading, because as I mentioned, the devotees, the followers of Srila Prabhupada, they are printing so many books. I was reading a very nice book, a new book I'll build you a temple by Giriraj Maharaj. And he mentioned how Srila Prabhupada, when they came back to India with his disciples, they were doing some chanting in the streets, as they did in America. They used to, chanting on the streets and distributing back to Godheads on the streets of America, and having some nice success in this way, with this formula. And when they did that in India for some time, people started coming, and they would deride them a little bit and throw some coins at them, that these are just like these old, so many so-called Vaishnavas of India that are beggars, more or less beggars. They're just begging their food like this. So Srila Prabhupada actually stopped them from chanting on the streets, and he started a new program, life membership program, where they would meet with the leaders of society, the businessmen, because they're the leaders, actually, everybody, because wherever the money comes from, they're following like that. As Krishna says, Lokastana Vartate, Yad Yad Acharati Shrishtas, that the people follow, especially the money, the people follow who is great. So Srila Prabhupada had the devotees start meeting these leaders of society, these businessmen, and making them life members and giving them whole sets of his books. This way they could gradually understand that this Krishna consciousness is not some sentimental movement of fanatics like that, but it was very Guru Goswami, that not only Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he wrote so many books. Sanatana Goswami wrote so many books, all the Goswamis, they wrote. And even though they were living very simple lives, I don't have so much time, we can't explain some things, but they wrote, and this way Srila Prabhupada introduced this formula of approaching the leading people of society and giving them books and preaching to them and getting them to become Krishna conscious. And it worked very nicely. And then he built temples. So in India, this temple program was very important. And particularly, of course, we have our Ambarish Prabhu is spearheading this project in Mayapur. This was particularly important project that was predicted by Nityananda Prabhu and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, like that. They wanted this big temple built in Mayapur. So this is part of the Rupanuga program, that how to build people, how to establish this Krishna consciousness all over the world, Stapitam Jena Bhutale, by building that beautiful temple in Mayapur. Even though, it mentions here, still, books are the basis. Temple construction is there, books are the basis, the whole basis, actually the basis of the Mayapur temple is actually book distribution, that they got the whole project, all the land in Mayapur was basically purchased from book distribution. And people, these life members of India, they're helping so much because they got Srila Prabhupada's books. So this is the process of Rupanuga, following the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami in establishing the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world, somehow or other to get people to think of Krishna, to chant Hare Krishna, and this book distribution, very nice program, Brihad Madranga. Anyone has any questions or comments? Thank you.
You have mentioned that, or Prabhupada mentioned that, publishing book is more important than building a temple or opening a temple. I also read a letter of Prabhupada saying that Krishna Balaram has come as Gornikar, and we should install Gornikar. But then also we have Krishna Balaram, I see. Prabhupada also did in Vrindavan. My mind, some or other, brings all those things. And like, what should I think? We have a temple, we want to build a temple, but then Prabhupada is also saying, my dear Maharaj, and it's like more book publication. Actually, another letter Prabhupada also said, I remember I read, he said, I did not come to America to open a temple or center. I came here to make devotees. Then he gave a little idea. He said, there was many came, they need a place to practice. So maybe the focus was more of a making devotee. Our focus should be making devotee, or one level consciousness to another level of consciousness. Those who already became devotee, they should not just stay there, they should go to the next level, higher. That should be main focus. I'm just asking you.
Well, yes, the scholars of Srila Rupa Goswami, we're supposed to be followers of Srila Rupa Goswami through the disciplic succession. He taught this, just like I came a little bit to give a little bit of indication about how Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur didn't send his sannyasis, didn't have them dress in loincloth and like that, walking on the streets and begging door to door. No, he sent them in motor cars, and he had them dressed very nicely, and they built big palaces. This is called Yukta Vairagya. This is one of the very, very important principles taught by Srila Rupa Goswami. Anasaktasya Vishayan Yatarham Upinjita Nirbanda Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Vairagya Muchita. That we're meant to be followers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he personally came, Vairagya Vidya and Nitya Bhakti Yoga. Vairagya is the first thing mentioned, that one should be renounced. One has to understand that he's not this body. This is first, Srila Prabhupada calls this the first step of self-realization. And beyond birth and death, he says it's the first step of self-realization, is to understand one is not the body. So if one understands, then but still, this renunciation is so important, so because one has to have that understanding that I'm not the body. So how is that renunciation established? Yukta Vairagya, by seeing everything, how it is connected with Krishna, and utilizing it for the glory of Krishna. We are trying to establish Krishna's consciousness. Some things I was meditating on preparing for class, how, because I was thinking, oh, I'm a nice Rupa Nuga devotee. I made so many nice books. I was living in Vrindavan. We went to the different holy places. But Dhritarashtra, he was shooting arrows also, and Arjuna was shooting arrows. This was a... also talk when they're in life membership sometimes that activity may be the same, but consciousness is important, most important. So I can imitate very nicely, but to follow, that is very difficult, to actually have that consciousness.
Durjadhan.
Huh?
You mean Durjadhan shooting arrow, not Dhritarashtra.
Huh? Oh, Duryodhan, sorry. Okay, Duryodhan? Yeah, okay. So we're not, I can be... consider myself an imitator, but the follower, we can very big thing to follow in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. That is, utilize these things for the glory of the Lord, not for one's personal business. But I got you.
Hold on. When Prabhupada said boiling the milk, what do you understand? What is your view?
Boiling the milk. Yes. And what is that? Arupanuga Virudapa Siddhanta Dantahari, that to kick out all these things that are not favorable to Rupa Goswami's Siddhanta. Siddhanta is a very important word. We should understand that Siddhanta means the Siddha, it means perfection, and the Anta, the end. Particularly, it means in philosophy, the ultimate conclusion. One should understand what is the ultimate conclusion. Siddhanta Dvantaharini. And anything opposed to that, kick out. That was Srila Rupa Goswami is the best conclusion. She kicked out the conclusion.
Oh, you know, in Mayapur, then Prabhupada said it was so important to, in Mayapur,
yeah,
they had to put the residents first because, some criticism that, Bhaktivedanta is not building temple, he's building residents above the temple,
yeah.
And that's offensive or something. There was a place where you don't walk, of course, I remember one room where you don't walk, but on that spot. So criticism was there that Prabhupada said, yeah, we first have to have the devotees have a place to stay.
They'll criticize.
Who?
They will criticize. In South India, he was talking with one personality about how one newspaper article came out about how they're collecting money, the devotees were collecting money in Japan, and they got arrested or something. And someone was talking to Srila Prabhupada about, and he was quoting some, maybe a god brother or some personality who's saying, oh, Bhaktivedanta Swami's disciples are getting arrested in Japan. And Prabhupada said, let him have something in Japan. He has nothing in Japan. At least we have something in Japan. And he quoted that,
Pamaram dosha ichanti.
Pandita gunam ichanti. That one, that the fly, it purported that the fly is searching the source, and the bad qualities, the personalities like that, and the pandit or the learned person, he's finding out the good qualities.
There's so another.
He said, we had something. He said, you can, somebody can, someone, he, then I think he gave an example that, oh, he lost 50,000 rupees that year. He said, well, he had 50,000 rupees to lose at least.
He gave that.
This discussion came from my book, and I appreciate that actually Prabhupada was focusing on devotee care. And he brought a reference, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while he was experiencing Srimati Radharani's mood in Gambira, but on the 4-month tour of the Bengalis, Mahaprabhu internally he was doing this, but externally he was paying attention how to take care of the devotees. And he told Sivananda Sen to take care of the finance of Vasudev Datta. Even though Vasudev Datta is such elevated, that he could actually sell Mahaprabhu whoever he likes, Mahaprabhu says.
Yeah.
So even that great personality needs help from the community. So devotee care is important, and I'm sure in Ishkan we are coming up with this. But I was mostly referring like in Alachua, how do we cater to uplift wherever, whoever, from one level to another level of consciousness, so they can become more, I would say, committed. They make more commitment to please Prabhupada. They make more, you know, dedication. How we need to, and I feel that way. I'm just asking your opinion. What is.
Yes, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. He's Krishna himself. Krishna says that one who claims to be my devotee, he's not my devotee. One who's the devotee of my devotee, he's my devotee. And Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalya Dasa Dasa Anadasa. He's Rupa Goswami in Chaitanya, in Lord Krishna's pastimes, he has very important position. The servant of the servant of the servant. Like that. Got it. You have something, Gadadhar? No. You always have something to say. Why are you holding the mic?
Why are you saying? South India, what was it about South India? No, what are you saying?
Yeah, he was talking with some personality. Srila Prabhupada visited South India. Mellor.
They had a funny talk.
All right.
Someone is saying here, I don't know who's G.A. You have to hold the microphone.
You have to use that too. G.A., I'm not sure G.A. means who it is. Some devotee named G.A. Said boiling the milk, he said sharpening the saw, taking what devotional service you have, make it perfect. Boil the milk, boil out of impurities. Yeah, but this is floating, but we need to do some action, like action. Really boil the milk,
boil
not
it.
Just the idea.
So turn up light. Turn up the fire.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to stir it so it doesn't get burnt, too. You have something?
Yes.
You want to say something?
What's your name?
I'm Sean.
Sean.
Just hearing the last exchange, how to go to the next consciousness from what I'm hearing. A devotee says I'm a devotee, is not my devotee, but one that is the devotee of a devotee is my devotee. To me, it feels like the more deeper love you have for another and service to the other will help me become a higher consciousness. With Krishna, that's all I feel to say.
Thank you.
Thank you, Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare. All right. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Rupa Goswami ki jai.